Hello, hello, hello. It's Dr. Celeste Owens, Office Speaker and Leader of the Global Surrender Movement. I like to say that surrender is doing God's will, His way, all the time. And so excited that you're joining me each and every week on Monday mornings, just hanging out and having a conversation right here in the Surrender Break Room. This is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. And I'm hoping to give you a new perspective today on some weight loss. Yes, I am. This topic today is shedding the COVID-19. Because some people have gained actually 19 pounds. So a little play on words right there, right? So shedding the COVID-19 weight that some people have picked up. And the reason I'm talking about this today, because as leaders, we want to be at the forefront of really being exemplary in all that we do. Not perfect, but really being an example. And I know so many leaders, and I've actually gotten some calls lately regarding this saying, hey, as things are opening up, I want to be in tip-top shape, not just business-wise, not just emotionally, but also physically, because there's some places I need to go. So that's why I thought it might be important today to talk about, you know, if you have those few extra pounds that you need to shed, you know, being that we've been in this pandemic for over a year and, you know, it's been pretty much the norm that most people have gained at least a couple of pounds, then I want to just help you today to get on track with that. And really everything, every change you ever need to make all starts in your mind. It's all a mindset change. So really that's what we're doing. We're just doing mindset change today. We're just talking about some things and really want to encourage you to get back on track and get back to doing what you were doing pre-pandemic as regards to your weight. Or maybe the pandemic helped you to wake up and realize how important health really is, because, you know, it talked about how so many people who lost their lives had these pre-existing conditions, and maybe now you're just like, I just want to be healthy. I want to live a lifestyle of wellness. So you're in the right place. Some of you may not know, but I am a certified natural health professional, and I just enjoy helping people to support their bodies and really do some things that help them to be in their best tip-top shape. And I do a lot of things too. I'm an essential oil wellness advocate with doTERRA. So I do a lot of things around oils, even with weight loss associated with oils. So definitely make sure you reach out if you want to hear of any of those things. So how do you get rid of those few pounds if that's you? And I will be honest, you guys, I have gained weight in this pandemic year. And even though I continue with my regular old plant-based lifestyle, I don't eat meat, and I have not in the last, 11 years, I on accident ate chicken, you guys. On accident. My girlfriend had made a pizza, and I didn't know what was on it. I guess I should ask questions, but I just assumed. And I ate one slice, two slices, and then I was like, man, the pizza was good. How'd you make that? She's like, you ate that one? Because she wasn't in the room. You ate that one? I'm like, yeah, that was chicken. I was like, girl, really? No worries. It wasn't a big deal. I didn't get sick or anything. I'm not legalistic or dogmatic about it, but I do tend to try to keep my best plant-based diet that I can. So, but having said that, over the last year, I've been with all my little healthy snacks sitting on that couch a little too much. A little too much snacking with the house hunters and my like little healthy, late July tortilla chips and all that. And not working out as long as I typically would work out. So when pre-pandemic, I was working out an hour a day, at least 4 or 5 times a week. So pandemic, I'm in my basement doing my lovely treadmill. Now we even have our stationary bike, but I was only doing 30 minutes. You know, you're at home, 30 minutes, I'm good. Eating more snacks, working out less meant some pounds. So I did gain a few pounds as well. So I've been doing some of the things I'm about to share with you on today, okay? So first of all, let's start here when we start talking about mindset change, okay? So I read this book before. It didn't have anything to do with weight loss, but he did talk a little bit about food. And it's The Financial Revolution by Gary Kesey. And he says, Satan has a plot to steal your health and your ability to be effective against him in the earth realm through food. So true. Satan has a plot. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's thinking if he can get you through some food, if he can get you to overeat or eat the wrong things and reduce your life expectancy because of the choices that you make, he is absolutely going to do it. He's absolutely going to tell you, you deserve it. You're in a pandemic. You should sit on that couch and eat those snacks while you watch House Hunters. Yep. So he's trying to destroy you through food. So I want you to first just get that in your head. Like, there's no way in the world I'm going to let the enemy destroy me through some snacks and some food. So I'm going to start to make some changes. So let me give you five tips today, okay? Five tips. I'll give you a couple right before the break, or maybe one right before the break, and then give you the rest thereafter. So let's start with the first one. If you're going to shed that COVID-19, the first thing you need to do is to be gracious. Oh my goodness, I can't say that enough. Be gracious. Do not go about shaming yourself. Do not look in the mirror and be like, ew, look at you. Look what you look like now. You've gained all this weight. Or going to other people and telling them, look at me. Oh, just ridiculous. Look at me. Shame is a poor motivator. Shame is a poor motivator. Shame does not get you anywhere but doing more of what you despise. So what you want to do instead is, I'm a beautiful gift from God. He made this body. God doesn't care what I look like. I'm still able to walk. I'm still able to talk. I'm still able to move. And I want to get better at that. So you want to start to just be gracious and give yourself permission to be nice to yourself. Because as you learn to be nicer to yourself, you're going to be nicer with other people. So the first point in shedding the 19, I didn't tell you nothing about stop eating your sugar, did I? No, I said be gracious. Being gracious is such a good motivator, just really supporting yourself, affirming yourself where you are, appreciating where you are, and even appreciating the journey and where you're going to go. So I do need to take a break, you guys. So don't go anywhere, because I have four more tips for you on shedding the COVID-19. We'll be right back.
Get ready, world. This is Danish Jones, and I will be coming to you first thing in the morning to start your day off with good news. Tune in every Monday at 7:30 a.m. to the Unsung Celebration, where we celebrate the unsung heroes of the world. The doctors, the teachers, the community leaders, and anyone who you feel deserves a platform of recognition. So tune into the Unsung Celebration, where we are committed to giving you your flowers now.
Hello, welcome to the Surrender Break Room. This is a place for business leaders and a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and re-engage the world with a whole new health and wellness perspective. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, author and speaker, and I can't wait to energize you and get you ready for the week, because being in business is challenging, but the Surrender Break Room is going to make it so much easier. Make sure to catch me Mondays at 8:30 a.m. Welcome back to the Surrender Break Room. I'm Dr. Celeste Owens, and this is a place where you can come in, relax, regroup, and then re-engage the world with a whole new perspective. And today, we're talking about shedding the COVID-19. That's a play on words. Really, we're talking about weight loss and how you're going to shed whatever pounds you might have gained, if it was 19 or if it was 5, or maybe you don't have any pounds. Up to you. But I think the tips, regardless, can be helpful as we move forward and exit out of this pandemic. I really see that we're ending, the end is near, and we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. So I want you to really, you know, have the right perspective as you transition out. And in shedding weight, it's all about mindset for the most part. A big portion of it is. And one of the things that I instructed you or invited you to do pre-break was to be gracious to yourself. Be gracious. Don't shame yourself. Don't go about beating yourself up because you might have gained some weight. Whatever. It's okay. Be gracious and move on. So number two is just put this whole thing into proper perspective. So number two is proper perspective. I was speaking with someone regarding this recently, and after they finished talking, I was like, okay, it's just pounds. It's just pounds. Whatever. It's just pounds. Don't make it bigger than it is. Don't make the struggle be bigger than your ability and motivation to do something different. Put it in its proper perspective. It's just pounds. Have you had pounds before? Yes. Have you lost pounds before? Yes. So let's just call it as it is. Put it in this proper perspective and know that you can overcome this. You can overcome this. The Bible tells us that we're more than conquerors. More than. That means in every area of your life, you're not just a conqueror, you more than. Oh my goodness, don't let me preach right here on number two. You are more than a conqueror. And that goes for anything in your life. If there's anything in your life right now, you all, that feels bigger than you, and more importantly to you, it feels bigger than God, would you put in this proper perspective? Because you are a powerful being made in the image of God. And with the might that he has in you, his might surging through you, you can overcome any and everything. Because again, you're more than a conqueror. So it's just pounds, put in this proper perspective, right? Number three, determine your course of action. Determine your course of action. So don't just think that you're going to lose those extra pounds by osmosis just because I thought it. Just because I thought it. Here they go. They're coming off. Determine a plan of action, okay? So that's something as simple as how am I going to eat? How am I going to eat? What do I think is realistic for me? So again, I was speaking with someone the other day, and it was like, I'm thinking I'm going to go plant-based. Okay, great. I'm going to, pescatarian, I should say. Plant-based plus some fish. Sure. Help yourself. Just know what your course of action is. If your course of action is still eating meat, it's still eating meat. One of the things that I tell people to do when they're getting to the place where they want to determine their place of action is to pray. Okay, God, what would you have for me to do? What's the best thing for my body to do right now? How should I be eating right now? And he will definitely give you the course of action. If it's I'm going to go meatless a couple of days a week, so I'm have like a meatless Monday, or if I'm going, or whatever it is, just plan for it, okay? And just get that course of action going. And then number four, prepare. So for example, that last one I just left off of. I'm going to not eat meat once a week. So I'm going to do like a meatless Monday. Then you need to prepare for meatless Monday. You cannot get to dinner Monday night. It's dinner time. You need to cook and you ain't prepared for meatless Monday because you have no clue what to make. And all I got in here is this beef, I guess. So I'm just going to make meatloaf. I mean, whatever it is. So just prepare. Buy the things a day in advance. Go on the internet and Google some kind of delicious looking meatless meal that you can prepare for yourself or if you have a family. But just prepare. Just be ready for it. Also, preparation is included with whatever your course of action is. If you, what you're going to eat, like even throughout the day. Okay, for breakfast, I will have this. And for lunch, I would typically have this. And you can definitely give yourself some options, but just making sure that you're prepared to do that. So you don't want to get to lunch and all of a sudden you're like, oh my goodness, I'm starving. I have nothing. I'm going to run to Wendy's. You should never run to Wendy's regardless. That should never be your plan of action at all. Run to Wendy should never be on your list of things to do. No judgment, though. I'm just throwing it out for free. All right, prepare. Number four. And then lastly, you all, execute. Execute that plan. Come on now. You got a course of action. You're prepared. Now you just have to execute it and stay consistent with that execution, okay? That's like a part A and B. Execute and stay consistent. So that's number five. And that really just involves you doing what you said you were going to do. And really what it is, you said you were going to do it, so go ahead and do it. And you can do it. And even sometimes you feel like, oh, this is way too hard. Just pray for strength. Pray for strength to keep going on the path. And once you surrender that thing to God, like, God, this is not your plan that I be this way. I don't feel good. My knees hurt. Whatever it is. God, just give me the strength to do this. He will empower you to do it so that you can execute and stay consistent in that thing that he has called you to do. So consistency is key, and I think that's one of the things where people really are challenged. They might start something to do it for a good whole 48 hours. I did this for 2 days and 3 days. I deserve a break. I did this for 2 days. No, stop with the I deserve. Just stay consistent. And make it a lifestyle. That's what I've done across the board, just made this a lifestyle where it doesn't feel burdensome. It doesn't feel like a diet. It's just what I do. This is how I live. So anyway, I hope that helps you all today. I hope those little tidbits were something that you can actually go about doing. And if you want to know more even about eating and so on and so forth, I'm a member of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, and we have a ministry, the Body by Christ Ministry, that meets every Wednesday at 7. So if you go to my website, drcelesteowens.com, and contact me there, I'll make sure you get the link, because we talk a lot about what to eat, you know, and what's good for you and all that good stuff. So I think you will love that class, Wednesday nights at 7, First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, Body by Christ. Alrighty, you all, I'll catch you next time, and be sure to share this with someone. I really appreciate that, and I can't wait to chat with you again. Be blessed.